For most people, when the sun goes down, it's time to abandon the pleasures of the garden. After all, if you can no longer see the rainbow hues of the flowers you have so carefully planted and tended, what's the point of hanging out with the hollyhocks? But if you do linger in the shadowy evening landscape, you can discover a garden you didn't even know you had. Now, I'm quite sure I'm not the only gardener who's noticed the pleasures of the evening garden, but just in case you haven't, here's my pitch for the garden after dark. In my case, I made that discovery almost by accident. After spending an inordinate amount of time playing in the dirt, I sat down late in the day on my terrace to cool off, rest my aching feet, and shake off some of the dust that I dared not carry into the house. I sat there enjoying the breeze and the relative quiet that was descending on the neighborhood, and then began to see my own garden in a new way. As the light began to fade, colors disappeared. I couldn't distinguish red or purple or orange or any of the colors that bejeweled the daylight garden. But I could see the shapes, the volume of the shrubs and flowers, dark globes and pyramids and towers of the boxwoods and the arborvita surrounded me. The sharp blades of crocosmia scored the horizon. I was looking at a garden of dark shapes and masses, and it was fascinating. Last night I paid attention to another dimension of the evening garden. The fact that at night colors may fade, but everything white comes out to play. The whitewashed urns hold white salvia, white petunias, white euphorbia, white lantana, and even with the slightest glimmer of light, they shine out. The pale pink, almost white flowers of the new dawn climbing rose look like a small white rainbow on the arbor. This season, in my own terrace garden, I have yet to plant the queen of the evening, the wondrous moonflower vine, Ipomoea alba. When my father was nearing 90, he developed a fondness for this luminous creature of the night. He and my sister would sit on the terrace as the sun set and wait for the moonflower to put on its display. As its name suggests, the moonflower waits for the end of the day to bloom, and bloom it does. The vines are vigorous growers, rapidly twining around anything at hand, a trellis, an arbor, a tree, lawn furniture, you name it. It is a bit of a pain to have to untangle the sturdy vines in the fall after they die back, but that is, as they say, a small price to pay for their display. With most flowers, if you wanted to see the bloom actually in the act of opening, you would need to watch a nature film with time-lapse photography, but not with a moonflower. As darkness approaches, the oversized trumpet-shaped flowers unfold before your eyes. Each unwinds within the space of 5 minutes, revealing a pure white flower and a heavy, sweet scent. Since I wasn't living at home at the time, I never thought to ask my father what he thought about this evening display. But I have my own idea about it now, years later. How could he have resisted the charm of watching this shimmering, white, and fragrant vision opening before his eyes just as the darkness approached? Not bad, that. Give your garden a new chance to perform for you after the sun goes down. Well, here's to you from the garden gate.